Okay, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Good evening, everyone. Why are we in church tonight? Why are we in church tonight? Does anyone have a guess? I can sit here.
Any guesses? We are celebrating the New Year. And which year is coming up right now? It's the year? Huh?
2010.
Are you sure? You hesitated for a minute. Are you sure? 2010. Okay. It's the year 2010. So, we have set for ourselves a little theme for this upcoming year. And this theme is called, Rooted in Mission. Now, when do you think that people should begin to speak about Christ? What do you mean of the word mission, in your opinion? What does it mean to be a missionary person? What's the meaning of the word mission? Do you have any clue? Can you take a guess? Any guesses?
A goal
to fulfill, good. What's the meaning of the word mission? Andrew, can you pick a guess?
Speedway.
Okay. To speak about God, what else?
To achieve something.
To achieve a goal, to have a mission in life. Okay. To do God's work. How can children like God's work, or should they wait until they are older, like they are adults, they are in university? Do you think, when should we begin to do God's work? When should we begin to be missionaries, in your opinion? Now, later, should have started 5 years ago? What do you think, Yusuf?
Now.
Now? So you say it's now. Now is the best time to do God's work. Okay. What does it mean to do God's work? Like, give me an example of doing God's work or being a missionary in your day-to-day life.
Go to church.
Okay, you have to start from within by going to church.
Start speaking to your friends.
Start speaking to your friends. What do you say to your friends? What do you say to your friends? Stuff that happens. I will give you an example of stuff that happens. Like what? Give me an example. What should children be doing?
That's okay.
What should children be doing to evangelize or to speak about God? Give me a real example of something that could happen. Yeah, there are some answers to some questions that you can never go around, right? It's a difficult Sunday school ask. Jesus, pray, Bible. Right? Read your Bible. These are some of the things that are the standard answers to every question. Okay, but I want you to really, what are you doing with you? Because I want to think with Mary and Marina. Come and join us here, section. See you. You can give us your feedback also. It is really important, in my opinion, that we begin right now, whether as still children, to speak about God. Do you agree or you disagree? Marina, what do you think? Very good. I want to know from you, is it realistic to expect our children to speak about Christ, or should we wait until, you know, we have like a university degree or a college degree, or we're much older. And say what? When we speak about God, what do we say? Give me a real life example. Like, I don't want this to be like a theoretical discussion. It has to be something that is very practical. Like, give me an example from your day-to-day life at school, for example. Something that happens and how you reacted to it, so we can become missionaries right now and right here, in this age, not much later. Give me one example. Okay. Marina. Don't say the name of God is in vain, right? So don't just say the name of God, oh my God, oh my Buddha, whatever, okay. Okay. Maybe it happens, okay? And what do you like to say? Public speech is difficult.
Public speech.
Okay. Remember, we come back. Very good. Thank you, honey. Okay. Is there any example in the Bible that you can give me where a child went out of his way to glorify the name of Christ? Okay, tell me. Okay, what happened with David and Goliath? Okay, so excellent. Thank you so much, Ray. So he had a very strong relationship with God, but he was able to meet the Philistine. What was the Philistine's name?
Goliath.
Yeah, Goliath. Okay, so he had a very strong relationship with Christ at first. What did David do before he met Goliath? What did he do? What did he love doing? What did David love doing before he met with Goliath? Lay the harp and sing songs, right? And pray. Play the harp and pray to God. Play and pray. Okay? Both of them go hand in hand. So it is really important to start with our mission if we are going to be a missionary church. And every single person in this upcoming year will dedicate her or his life to be a missionary, to witness to the name of Christ, is to begin with what? Having a strong relationship with Christ. It has to start there. Okay? And as we said, it begins with going to church, it begins with reading my Bible, it begins by not being a troublemaker and breaking stuff and or taking away, you know, things which don't belong to me. And then another child. Give me the example of another child in the New Testament with Christ that did something extraordinary.
That child that you bred fish.
Yes, how many?
Five loaves
and?
Two fish.
And two fish. So he gave his lunch that his mom prepared for him. And what happened? They fed how many people with his little offering? How many? More than 5,000 people. Yes, more than 5,000 people. So giving our best has to start now. In our young age, have to start giving and witnessing. What are some of the places that we can be missionaries at? So we said that we can be missionaries and witness to God at school, really important, and at church, and at home, and with friends, if we are doing any kind of activities, sports activities, or any kind of contact with other people. How many are sports teams, for example, play sports? Yeah, it's really important to witness to your friends and speak to them about Christ. What are some of the small things that we can say to our friends starting now that will help them to become closer to God? What are some of the things that we can say to them? Yes, please. Beautiful. Thank you so much. I want you to give Ray a big hand because she said such a wonderful talk. What did she say right now? She said, we can begin by inviting our friends to come to church. Now, let's say I bring you or I give you a gift, a very precious gift. Let's say I give you a very expensive diamond ring or a pendant, okay, or something that is very expensive. Or I buy you a new car, okay, as a gift for you, the latest car that no one has before. You would be walking around, and what do you want to do? You want to
show off.
You want to show off. You want to go to the university. You know, look what I have. the most precious gift that anyone could have in their life? What is it, Marina? What is the most precious gift that anyone could have in their life?
God.
It is God and our faith. God and our faith. And this is the most precious gift that God has ever given us. Okay? This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And if we have such a precious faith, should we be hiding it under, you know, the basket and not speaking to anyone? Should we be hiding our faith? Is this the right thing to do? God will come to us and say, I have given you something so precious, and what did you end up doing? What did you do? Not show our faith to others. God will say, I give you something precious and you didn't? Huh? You didn't show it off to others. You were just quiet about it, you were shy, and just kept quiet. And, you know, if the name of God is said and been in front of me, I'm shy. I don't go up to people, you know, and celebrate my peace, my Christmas, my feast of resurrection, my, you know, the baptism day. I have to be proud of what I have. That being proud of what I have in some others, like let's say I'm so proud of my faith. Is this like an insult to others, in your opinion? Is it?
No.
Why not? Yes, if they want to be proud of their faith, that's fine. But at least I have to be proud of my faith, and I have to be proud of my church. And this is why God loved the children so much, and He wanted them to be close to Him. He wanted the children to come unto Him and not to be pushed away by anyone, because for as such is the kingdom of heaven. How many of us want to be in heaven? How many of us want to be in heaven? Anyone doesn't? I'm sure that we all want to be in heaven, right? Of course, we are saved by the blood of Christ. This is something that is so precious. And you and I have to realize this gift starting now, not much later in our life, when we are children. And we have to be proud of the gift that God has given us, His precious blood that was shed on the wood of the cross. For this reason, I want to share with you these beautiful verses that St. John wrote to the little children. He said to them, I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. And then he says, I write to you, little children, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. We have to abide in the Word of God and be rooted in our faith. We have to love our church. We have to love our faith. We have to be faithful first in what God has given us, and then we will let our light shine to others. Okay, I want you to give me now 5 lessons that we learned from our discussion. Okay, 5 points that you are leaving this discussion with. Very important. Something that you will want to try your best to do in the year 2010. Okay, 5 lessons and then 5 advices to each other. Practically what to do outside of the church or inside the church. How can we become missionary children? Or we'll call it children on mission. Okay? Or children with a mission. Okay? We're not just coming and attending and being bored and sleeping. And then we go home and start playing our, you know, video games and forget about everything. No. We are now kids on a mission. What is that mission? I want to know. 5 lessons that we learned from our discussion. And 5 practical points that we are going to do as soon as we leave church tonight. 5 lessons, 5 things that we learned from our discussion together. Now, number 1. Okay, offer friends, okay, to come to church. Invite someone to church. Lesson number 2.
Sorry?
Show your faith to others. Excellent. Number 3.
Be a good example to others.
Be a good example. Number 4. Doesn't bite. Do you think the mic is dangerous?
No.
I don't know.
Don't say God's name again.
Don't say God's name in vain. Okay, number 5. Kids on a mission, 5th and last lesson.
John, you say something?
Don't lie.
Okay, make sure. Okay. You didn't get crazy. So much. Yes, we have to. Yusuf, you have one? Okay. These are the five lessons. Okay, now I need to conclude. Five practical things that you haven't been doing before, that you will start doing from this point forward, to become kids on a mission. Okay, not saying God's name in vain.
Read the Bible more often.
Okay, good. Reading the Bible more often.
Invite your friends to go to church.
Okay, inviting someone.
Or
family members. Okay, good. Yusuf, help us out here. Gracie, let's
preach.
Preach? Yes,
preach, but don't stand in front of the school and say, I am coming to you to say the word of God, you are all going to... No, not like that. Make sure you are kind. Living by example. Okay? It's really important that you live by example. Okay?
So what to play?
Play, yeah, play the harp. So this is what David did. He played the harp and
play.
Okay, so if you can play a musical instrument, do it for God's glory. You know what? Use your gifts for God's glory. And if someone says, comes up to you, oh, you're so talented in this, you say, all this has been given to me as a gift from whom?
God
is the one who gave me all the gifts in my life. Giving back all the glory to God is a great way to be a missionary. So live a life that is dedicated for the Lord. Don't be a bad example. Okay? Live according to the word of God. We have known Him from the beginning. We want to live for Him all of our lives. And then, let your light so shine to others. Let others see God in you. Let them be jealous about Christ who lives in you. This is so important. They are jealous, say, how come, you know, Marina or Ray or Quentin or Yusuf, you know, we were faced with the same situation and we fought and we screamed the name of God in vain and we said all sorts of bad things, but they didn't. They were so kind. What is their secret? And they will come up to you and they say, what is your secret? How come you never say any swear word? How come you don't have any bad relationships? And you will say, because of Andrew. Because of? What is the reason that we are so different? Because we have faith in
God.
We have faith in God. This is what keeps us safe. Okay? So be strong. And this is, what is our mission? What is it that we want to accomplish in 2010? We have to be, what is the key of our evening that all of us need to be? Can you sing together? One more time. What does the word mission mean? To fulfill our goal, yes? To do the work of Christ. This is what it means. To do the work of Christ. We're going to be kids on a
mission
to fulfill our goal in Christ. Okay, God bless you all. We're going to sing one song, and then we'll have another meditation more deep to the other. Just one second.